Because of the late date, Governor Cuomo has decided to include his budget proposals in his State of the State presentation to give lawmakers ample time to respond and craft a spending plan before the March 31st deadline. The governor's already revealed that he'll include a property tax credit plan for New Yorkers who pay 6% or more of their income on property taxes. And he says he's going to urge local governments and schools to come up with creative ways to reduce spending.
Local governments, the spending has gone up 6%, 7%, 8% every year. And they use the taxpayers as a piggy bank.
The governor also announced he'll hold a contest among seven economically struggling upstate regions to win $1.5 billion in economic development funds. But only three of the regions will ultimately qualify under the plan. Another key focus will be reforming the criminal justice system. In the wake of the death of unarmed Staten Island resident Eric Garner after an encounter with police, a grand jury declined to indict any officers involved. The incident led to mass protests. Then, just before Christmas, two police officers were assassinated in Brooklyn. Cuomo says he has two main goals.
We have to resolve the issue for the police that they feel respected and they feel protected. We have to resolve the public trust issue, where the public has lost trust to an extent in the criminal justice system.
The governor says his administration is conducting a full review of the grand jury system and whether it could be more transparent, but he says he does not have specific proposals yet. Cuomo's also expected to propose changes to the public school system and revamp teacher evaluations. The governor, who's had a contentious relationship with the teachers' union, says there's too much focus on the status quo.
The state government in Albany tends to focus on the bureaucracy of education. The lobbyists that protect the bureaucracy of education. And my point is, I want to focus on the students, because that's why we're in the education business, is to help the students, right?
The governor has been sympathetic to the charter school movement as an alternative. The charter schools are lobbying for lifting the cap on the number of schools that they can build. If Cuomo agrees, he'll face resistance from the Democratic-led state assembly. Speaker Sheldon Silver says he doesn't see a need to lift the cap.
The question is it necessary? I mean, all the charter schools are below the cap right now. There's room for more schools to be opened. So I don't know how necessary raising the cap is at this point.
Democrats in the state assembly have the most control over education policy of any faction in state government, including the governor. That's because the legislature, in a joint session, chooses the members of the Board of Regents, and the assembly Democrats have the largest voting bloc. Cuomo, when asked by reporters if he wants to change the way the regents are chosen, did not directly answer. He only said that he'll present a number of education reforms on Wednesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.